Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. I'm delighted to be part of the Dr. Pat, Madeline Gerwick lineup following their shows each Friday. Thanks for listening. Today, we're actually going to be interviewing me and some of the work I do called Genie in the Bottle. This material, Genie in the Bottle, is a manifestation technique that was developed back in 1994 and predates all of the secret information and all of the popular manifestation material. The reason I tell you this is because when you discover the genie, you'll realize that this material actually helps you do some of the stuff you've learned in the secret. The formula is based on a mathematical formula, which we will get into shortly. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week, this time on Fridays. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, the Merkaba meditation, for over 15 years, and have released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life, available on Amazon.com and also our website. My company, Transformational Enterprises, Inc., developed a highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I also write for Danyon Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire and grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and with the people around you. Each week, you'll learn tips and tools that you can use right now. So for today, I'd like to talk about a question that I often get asked, and how did this work, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, happen? And I'll start with a great story that has to do with dreams. You know, if you know your history, you know that the man who invented the sewing machine, Eli Lilly, saw the solution to a machine that could sew in a dream. Not too many people know that the famous formula E equals MC squared, developed by Albert Einstein, also came to him in a dream. The man who invented fractal technology compression software, that's the software that allowed us to go from great big satellite dishes to tiny ones, he also saw the answer in a dream on the anniversary of his father's death. So pay attention to your dreams. That's our a secret message for you today. Pay attention to your dreams. Now, when I get asked about the genie in the bottle material, I tell the story of when I saw myself being interviewed by someone else, and they asked me the question. So, you know, something about how did that come about or where did it come from? And in a dream, I saw the name of this work and said to the person who was interviewing me, well, when I wrote Genie in the Bottle, and that was the first time I knew the name of this knowledge base or this body of knowledge. So the Genie in the Bottle uses quantum physics, chaos theory, and mathematics to show you a linear or a logical definition of how to manifest. And what that does for you is it puts your logical side of your mind to rest and lets you stop going into the what if or why doesn't this work, and instead moves you into an awareness of how that could possibly be. And I'll give you an example. Roger Bannister may be before your time, but he was a runner, a medical student in his final year of internship, and he was an amateur runner. He liked to run, and he entered in a lot of races, and he felt very strongly that you could run a mile in less than 4 minutes. Up until that time, in the 40s, it was believed that the heart would burst if you ran faster than that, and he was convinced that it was possible. So in a little-known race, he broke that 4-minute mile barrier. And in the process, word spread like wildfire around the world, And within 1 week, 17 other better trained runners than he also broke the 4-minute mile. Observation makes it real. We've been told this by many of the teachers that are well known today. Observation in the mind makes it real as well, as there's all kinds of research that says when you do something in your mind, you make it real. Now, in the Genie system, we actually have a formula of many steps that we teach you, but there's three basic concepts. The first one is you look back in time from a new point in your future. Number two, you have a real-time conversation with someone that allows your mind to think it's real. So if you're likely to call your mom and tell her your great news, then that's the conversation you will have in your mind, telling her, feeling her reaction, and when you feel her reaction, that's the third element, the emotion. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the other work I do called Akashic Records Readings. We have Akashic Record readings for you. These readings are transformational in that they invite you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness, understand and know options, reconfirm your hunches, and give you information that supports you to be your best self. Akashic Record readings are personal readings that we do with you. I connect with your guides and become the channel for them. It's also an excellent time for you to be asking your guides about things, situations, people, circumstances, timing, locations. So we invite you to consider having your own personal Akashic Records reading. In addition, we also have our special Aromandalas. These are found on our Aromandala webpage. These are trademarked formulas that are remarkable and essential oil blends. They can help you resolve anger and resentment instantly. You don't have to process. So if you've had a long-standing issue with unresolved anger, or you find yourself flying off the handle for no reason, and you really feel like you've dealt with your anger issues, but it keeps coming back, check out our Aromandalas. Merkaba Mystique, that's the specific one used for anger. We also have formulas for shame, resentment, and all kinds of other human emotional wounds. We also have some new blends that are coming out that you can check out on our web page. Each month, we also have a special on our web page, which promotes one or two of our products and gives you very special pricing, very special invitation to allow you to acquire some of these great tools at some pretty sensational prices. Okay, so this month, we're featuring an idea about fathers and how important fathers are, and we forget that even when we're trying to be in a very strong male way, that there can be an abuse of power as we move into it. You know, everyone has power. You and I have power over the gas station attendant or the clerk in the convenience store. You know, our bosses have power over us, and how can we use power wisely? One of the other tools that we have is a product line of meditation CDs. I highly recommend, if you're looking for a way to just amp up your daily interactions with others around you and build your connection with your spiritual base, please consider getting into our meditation CDs. The one I would recommend for your daily use would be called Rainbow Angel Meditation, and it cites many of the biblical or historical references that allow you to see where these angels came from, why are they important, and how they can be useful. You're listening to Maureen St. Germain. As a teacher of ancient ritual, I know that the old religions have taught much about the divine feminine. But remember your Father's Day when you have a chance to look at some of the tools you can use to grow your own connection with your divine masculine. When we come back, I'm going to give you a secret from a well-known politician, businessman, who will be who had a secret on how he made his millions. We'll be right back. You're listening to Maureen St. Germain with Heaven Sent.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Hi, we're back. This is Maureen St. Germain with Heaven Sent and Maureen St. Germain. This is our month that we are doing some special interviews that we're trying to pay attention to the divine masculine. And so I looked for a individual that many of you may remember in history. He's not that old, but some of you may not. And that's a gentleman who ran for president. But before he did that, he was a very successful businessman. And we're not talking about who you think. We're talking about Ross Perot. Ross Perot was a businessman, and he continued to invest in savings, and he invested in his own company, and he also invested in other people's companies. And he made a practice to allocate 10% of his investment strategy into high risk. Where did Ross Perot get his millions? In that 10% high risk. So if you're not taking a chance on you, if you do not believe in you, you are missing the boat big time, because that may be that 10% that you need. If you consider yourself high risk, consider the fact that if that's true, somebody needs to believe in you, and it may as well be you. Now, recently, I gave an Akashic Record reading to a woman who was very talented, very gifted, and very capable. And when she asked, is there anything that I'm overlooking? Is there anything that I'm missing? Her guides came in very loud and clear and said, you don't believe in you. Everyone else does. Everyone sees how capable you are, but you don't believe in you. So make that your own little mantra and say, I believe in me, or record it and say, you believe in you, and play it over and over. And remember that Ross Perot made his millions in that 10% risk category. Be willing to give yourself 10% of your time, your energy, your money as high-risk availability, because that may be where the magic is for you. Now, going back to some of the things that I wanted to tell you about in our work here at Transformational Enterprises, you can bump yourself to crystal capacity. We've all heard about the crystal children. We have interviewed teachers who know about the crystal children. At a future show, we're going to interview Meg Losey, a teacher of the crystal children, and she also works with the parents of crystal children. We're also going to be interviewing in the future another edgy advice columnist who also speaks about children and how they are part of our future. But the crystal children are different. They have capacities that we don't have. And so as parents, it's challenging to raise them because what we know does not fit for them. But one of the ways you can bump yourself to crystal capacity is to use the meditation known as the Crystal Elohim, Crystal Elohim CD. It's a guided meditation that gives you wonderful insights and information, connects you with your crystal capacity, and amps up your ability to operate as a crystal being, and that'll make all things a whole lot more fun. That CD also has a companion arrow mandala, which will also help you build your connections to your divinity, your intuition, and many other wonderful qualities that you didn't know you had. I'd also like to talk about our newest group of arrow mandalas, and they are Beyond Covenant and Convergence. When we came out with the book Beyond the Flower of Life, and I say we because even though I wrote the book, I have a wonderful team who work with me very closely, who offer advice. I consider the we also to include many of my students, because without that, without the students' input, without their questions, the book really wouldn't have been created. And the book was in response to the work that I teach called the Merkaba. And the Merkaba is not the Macarena, like a dance, but it is the Merkaba is a meditation that you do, and it takes only 5 minutes to do. I was a former CEO and nonprofit administrator, and I could never sit still. I could never stand to just stand and do nothing because there was always something that had to be done. I had 4 children and a busy household. So for me to learn to meditate was like a high desire, but not very likely. When I learned the Merkaba, I found that I could get into a serene state very, very quickly. This is a workshop that you can take in your city. Although I teach many, many classes, and I'm probably one of the most well-known teachers of the Merkaba, it was developed by a man by the name of Drumbel Melchizedek, and he is a well-known teacher in his own right, and his work, the Flower of Life workshop, was handed down to a group of people who agreed then to take it to the next level and teach it worldwide. I'm one of the original facilitators of that lineage, and so there are many teachers all over the world. So no matter where you're listening, you may find a teacher, and if you cannot, then please contact us and explore the possibility of having the ability to host me in your community, where you have then the privilege of learning the Merkaba and working with others who are of like mind in your community. Now, why will you want to do this? The Merkaba meditation will give you access to your fifth dimensional self. And when you learn it with the work that I do, you will find that you will also gain the ability to connect with your higher self. Now, connecting with your higher self, it's like connecting with the angels or with God in the sense that it's an aspect of you that's fully plugged into God. It's fully plugged into the knowledge base that is greater than anything that you can have on your 3D life. So, for example, once I had learned to connect with my higher self and developed my higher self connection, I would have my higher self come in and tell me things that seem so unimportant or inane. Yet with practice and experience, I was able to do things that lots of other people were not able to do. For example, one day I was driving home from work, and my higher self told me to stop at the grocery store. Well, as a busy mom, I never stopped at the grocery store on the way home from work if I could avoid it, because I did a weekly shop, and we had plenty of food in the house. I had menus, and so that when I got home from work, I did not have to think. I could just act. Well, the voice was insistent, so I stopped at the grocery store. What am I here for? Because your higher self might tell you to stop at the grocery store, not for groceries, but for the chance meeting of someone that you need to see. Who knows? In any event, I was told I was there for tuna fish. I don't need tuna fish. Buy tuna fish. I don't want to buy tuna fish. Buy tuna fish. Okay, fine. So I'm not afraid to argue with my higher self either, but I won't let it go past the third press, the third full court press to buy tuna fish. So, of course, I got asked by my higher self, are you having tuna fish casserole for dinner tonight? And the answer was yes. So I then came home with the tuna fish, and sure enough, there was no tuna fish in my cupboard. And, of course, if you had three teenage sons at your house, you would know why some things disappear from the cupboard that you had no idea. I'm sure the cat had a hand in it as well. Now, the connection with the higher self is also good for other things. I often tell the story of my time in New York City right before 9/11. And as a team, we, everyone who works with me, knows that they have to use their higher self connection in decision-making and when we do workshops and where we do them. And because I travel all over the world doing workshops every single week, it's important that we're in alignment with our highest good and the highest good of everyone that we might be interacting with. So when I was in New York in March visiting, I was told, go ahead and come back. And I asked when, and I was told in September of that year. That was the year was 2001. When I asked for the dates, it was the weekend exactly before 9/11. Now, I did not have any advance notice of the events of 9/11. However, my higher self did tell me to come and do that workshop. We had one of the largest workshops we had ever experienced at that particular cycle. We had two classes, a Flower of Life workshop where people learned the Merkaba meditation, and then a secondary class called Advanced Flower of Life where people learned additional techniques for opening the heart and getting connected to their own inner wisdom. And in that class, we had so many people, and we were only 1 mile from ground zero. I believe we anchored into New York City at that time, a very huge energy of love and light. And I don't want to say that I'm the only one who was doing it, but it's a very interesting experience when you know you were one of the players that were part of the solution. So when I went to buy the airline ticket in August, I was thinking that it would be fun to spend an extra day in New York. And although I asked my higher self for when I should come back, when I should be teaching, or where I should be teaching, I didn't ask about a vacation day because back then it didn't occur to me that every little thing could be improved by asking my higher self. So I scheduled this vacation day. I made a plan to meet with some friends and do some museum and some shopping and have dinner with another person. Trying to buy the airline ticket, though, was like trying to pass go and collect $200 when you play the Monopoly game. After you've been given the card, go directly to jail. Do not pass go and do not collect your $200. That terrible sinking feeling. Well, I already had people signed up for the workshop. I knew it was a go. So then I asked, what am I to do? And my higher self was very clear, go straight home. So I was on the very first flight home after the workshops ended Sunday night. So I was home Monday morning, September 10th, and I just happened to call all of my relatives, my siblings, my sons. Everyone knew what a great workshop I'd had in New York, and I was back home in Wisconsin. So the next morning, when the news came, no one had to wonder, where is Maureen, and is she in the middle of that, and is she okay? In addition, it allowed me to then get to Atlanta the following week because I was able to drive. Because if you remember that time, all the airlines were shut down. There were no planes flying anywhere for that 4 days after that happened. Now, Beyond the Flower of Life is the workbook or the book that teaches you how to connect with your higher self. So even if you don't have an inclination to get into the Merkaba or learn it, you can still buy the book, Beyond the Flower of Life, to learn how to connect with your higher self. I will tell you, if you will take the time to learn the Merkaba, preferably from a certified facilitator, you will find that it will bring you such connection and such wisdom. Now, I haven't explained what the Merkaba is, so we'll have to do that on another show, but I will tell you that it is extremely worthwhile, and we get lots and lots of people who tell their friends and come back. This is a quick reminder that you can have a personal Akashic Records reading with me, Maureen St. Germain. You can find us at www.maureenstgermain.com, and I invite you to stay tuned each week as you listen to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Look for us each week. Thank you.